Welcome back live as the Buffaloes lead 27-6 to begin the fourth quarter. Anthony Colasuno live here in the Union broadcast booth from Clarence B. Lammer Stadium here at Mountain View High School. As right now the Bulldogs on the Buffalo 34, Peasley on the quarterback keeper, and will glide down to the turf towards the near side, towards the 27-yard line. And the Bulldogs looking to try to get back into this game as they are currently trailing 21 in a little bit update. According to Wyo Preps, right now in the fourth quarter, Tongue River leading 13-6. Lyman just scored. So right now at the moment, a one-score game at Eagle Stadium is a five-yard rush by Peasley. Second and five here on the 27. Peasley rolls towards his right. Looking for a receiver. Has one open, and that's Bryce Stenson once again, and more than enough for the first down towards the far side. Tackled in play. First and 10 here. Ball spotted at the 19-yard line. Ball spot actually at the 20, so 7-yard reception for a first down by Bryce Stenson. Now Stenson with a dozen of receptions on the day so far, as he is Peasley's favorite target in this elimination game today. First and 10 on the Buffalo 20. Handoff, ball fumbled, flag on the play. The Buffaloes fall on top of it, but flag is ruled. Coach Walk is pointing towards the other side of the field saying, don't mind the flag, that is definitely our ball. As the pitch play, familiar to the one Mountain View did in the first half, that went away. And the Bulldogs do exactly the same as Platts walks onto the field to be the quarterback. And the penalty is on the Bulldogs, and the Buffaloes will take possession here in the 10:33 minute mark here in the fourth quarter. Costly turnover by the Bulldogs. As now Platts will line up with Erdley in the backfield alongside Schultz. Platts carries up the middle to Schultz. Schultz still grinding for a couple more yards in a pile of humanity. And it'll be a second down and a good gain of yardage for the senior halfback.
By number 71, Gabe Haraldson of the Wheatland Bulldogs.
Second and 3, 7-yard gain by Jace Schultz. 10 minutes left here in regulation as the Buffaloes lead 27-6, a comfortable 21-point lead here at Mountain View.
Coach Walk's first time managing a clock, you know what I mean? He's going to make sure they take as much time off. There's the 10-second mark.
Right now, the Buffaloes chewing at the clock, making sure that that clock can comfortably hit zeros at the end of this game. Erdley piling through and still running with a bunch of Bulldogs leaping on him. Finally brought down by a combination of Tag Mickelson and some other Wheatland players on the play, including Bryce Stenson. And more than enough for the first down. Ball spotted at the 48, a gain of 10 by Erdley. And Erdley so far this second half just bulldozing through this Bulldogs defense. First and 10 for the Buffaloes. They look towards the side for the call. Like what they see, one back formation. Erdley on the far side, Linford and Walker to the near side. Fake handoff, Platts keeps it himself, tries to run some room, repeats back, and the step back, no good. He'll be tackled around the line or behind the line of scrimmage, and it'll be second down here with less than 9 minutes left in regulation. Ball will be spotted at the 50, a loss of 2. Second and 12 at the midfield logo. Second and 12, 8:30 left here in the third quarter. One back set. Handoff to Schultz up the middle. Schultz breaking speed, keeping on his feet, and it's a new set of downs. Tackled around the 34-yard line of the Bulldogs. And Jace Schultz with the big fella carry and a new set of downs for the Buffaloes.
Spent.
At the 33-yard line.
17-yard carry by Jace Schultz. Ball spotted at the 33. And right now with 8 minutes left, the Buffaloes taking their time, trying to chew the rest of this clock with a very comfortable 21-point lead. Schultz shifts and Erdley goes into the running back position. Erdley with the handoff from Platts. He's trying to truck for a few yards. It's now a lot of pushing and shoving, trying to get Erdley to the yardage marker. And Erdley will gain a few yards on the carry, and it'll be second down.
Final down in the over at Lyman here shortly. Tug River and Lyman coming up tonight. Bighorn and Lovell, Torrington and Coke.
7:25 left here in the final quarter of play.
Wyatt Kafka
on the tackle. 1 yard carry by Erdley. Only a second carry below of 10 yards here in the second half. So imagine that stat line for Erdley so far. Had 32 yards starting the second half on the ground and possibly around 60 yards so far. And now the handoff to Erdley once again. Erdley trucking through, getting some blocks, tripped up at the 24-yard line, but flags throwing all over the field here. A lot of yellow penalty markers. We'll see where this one ends up with 6:53 left. Face mask on Bulldogs defense. And that will give 15 free yards to the Buffaloes, and they will say thank you very much. As right now, that 15-yard carry by Erdley looks a lot more nice. And a new set of downs. Ball spotted at the 18-yard line of the Buffaloes.
If we had to try to describe what you had from why stuff punched in our heads.
6:30 left here in the final quarter of play. Mountain View ahead 27-6, looking to bring home this quarterfinal win and host the winner of Cokeville at Torrington, which starts at 6 p.m. tonight. Two back sets. Schultz with the carry up the gut and wrapped up on the play by Jake Heitch. And it will be around second and eight, a few yards gained by Schultz, as now we hit the six-minute mark here in quarter number four. Two-yard carry by Jace Schultz. It'll be second and eight, and that's his 10th carry of the day. 5:40 here, and right now Coach Brent Walk just chewing that clock, giving the plays to the offense and telling the offense, slow down. We have the possession here. We have the lead. Platts all alone. Hand off to Erdley. Erdley up the gut. Step back. Keeps on rolling. And it will be a first and goal opportunity here for the Buffaloes. Ball down at the 5-11-yard rush by Carson Erdley on the carry. And now a first and goal here for the number one seed out of the West. The 2A regular season West champions. Jumbo backfield here. Hand off to Erdley up the gut. Erdley trying to push the pile forward with help of the O-line, but just short of the line. Is now 4:35 left in regulation as the Buffaloes lead 27-6 over the visiting number four seed out of the East, the Wheatland Bulldogs. No gain on the play, and it will be second and goal. Correction, actually, gain of 1 yard by Erdley. Ball spotted at the 4 yard line. Officially at the 4:05 mark here in the fourth quarter.
Second down, goal to go.
Glatz hand off to Schultz. Schultz breaks through that last line of blockers and touchdown Buffaloes. And this game safely could be put to rest. The second rushing touchdown of the day for Jace Schultz from 4 yards out. And the Buffaloes lead 33-6 on the Benedict's Market scoreboard.